Before we get going, it's worth noting that the hosts of this show have a man crush on Tom Brady.
You know what I'm saying? All right, let's play our best. We've been putting in the tank. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Hey, let's all go play our best, huh? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Huh?
It needed to be said.
You know what I'm saying?
You are into fantasy football, and you've been looking for a podcast that can take you to the next level. This is the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. Now, here are your hosts, Josh Bendy and Trey Burris.
Welcome to the NFL.
Let's go!
Let's go!
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 All right, what is up, fam? You are watching the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. I am your boy, Bandy. With me, as always, is Trey. We got 18 years of combined fantasy experience here. Why don't you let the people know how you're doing today, Trey?
Never better, man. Never better. Ready and excited.
All right, that's what I like to hear, man. We're here bringing you the top 10 most overrated NFL players for your fantasy season. We're going to go ahead and just get this thing going. Starting off number 10, we got Lamar Jackson. First of all, I'd like to say I apologize to my little brother if you're watching this, but Lamar Jackson is slightly overrated.
Overrated!
He was 28th in passing, constantly injured. Got worse in the passing game instead of better. I mean, he was going to take a step up. He took a step back.
And here's the thing. He can run. You know, that's what everybody always talks about. They're like, Lamar Jackson, his ground game is what wins you in fantasy. But when it's time to rely on the passes, when it's game time, he crumbles, bro.
My gut is telling me that this season isn't going to be any better. I mean, he lost Marquise Brown. I mean, that was his guy, right?
Exactly. And, you know, and like they say that he can't throw into coverage. You know what I'm saying? Like he only throws to the open guy. When the dude's wide open, like he can connect. But I mean, defenses crack harder and harder, and they watch that stuff on film. You know what I mean? Like it's going to be hard. Mm-hmm. And he can't just keep doing the same old Lamar on the ground. It don't always work.
No.
You know? It just don't.
You're right. And I feel like he feels like he has to do the most. You know what I mean?
Right. I feel like he's got to carry it.
Right. I feel that way. And if he would trust his people a little more, he'd probably get a little better. Mark Andrews is a great tight end. He's got him.
Also, one thing that I was really kind of thinking about it, and I wonder because, you know, I don't hear a lot about the Ravens defense, but they do have good numbers. And I'm wondering if they don't make him look more successful than he actually is.
Yeah, I mean, that's a possibility. I mean,
that's just where I'm at.
Hey, I think we're going to go ahead and keep it going. We're going to move on to number 9.
Najee Harris.
Yeah, you might think we're a little crazy to have him in the overrated category, but last year he was pure volume. He had the Ben Roethlisberger, the check down machine, just trying to get rid of the ball so he mm-hmm. don't get hit. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Listen, last year Najee Harris had 307 attempts for 1,200 yards, okay? Right now, he's going 5th in the draft, and he's going over Dalvin Cook, DeAndre Swift, Alvin Kamara. Dalvin Cook last year had 249 attempts for 1,160 yards. That's like 50 less attempts and 40 less yards. That's a volume play if I've ever seen it.
Yeah, and he played a couple less games. Wasn't Dalvin out a couple games?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, he's going to have he could possibly have Kenny Pickett throwing to him or Mitchell Trubisky, one of the two. Either way, it's not looking too good.
Well, and at the same time, you know, he said that he doesn't want the same workload that he had last year. He doesn't uh-huh. want to kill himself, you know, as a new and up-and-comer. And the coach said that they are going to take it easy on him, and he's not going to get 100% of the snaps like he was. Like, I feel like he was just a safety net for Ben Roethlisberger, and they're trying to escape from that.
Well, and I think that's smart to save his legs and save them till they get closer to the end of the season. I think that's a smart move. He'll be fresher for playoff time if they do make playoff time, which Mike Tomlin has never been under 500 since he's been the Steelers coach. So chances are they'll make it to the playoffs. I mean, even with a rookie quarterback or whatever, it would go against everything that has been right about Tomlinson his whole coaching career if they didn't. Right. You know what I mean?
I do want to throw this stat out there. It's kind of an interesting stat I found. Over the last 5 years, only seven of the top five running backs. So over the last 5 years, seven of the top five have repeated a top five the next year. Mm. And he's going in the top five. So all we're trying to say is that it's hard to do that. We don't see him doing it. Don't take him in the top five.
Yeah, because I've seen him going as early as number one. I've seen them drafting him at number one.
Like if he's down there around eight or nine, bro, if I get eight or nine, he's still on the board, you know, I might take him there because you might get that out of him. You know what I'm saying? Just don't be excited about taking him before five.
Let's keep him moving. We're going to number eight, Odell Beckham Jr.
Yes, sir.
This guy is the epitome of the word overrated. Right. He had what, one amazing catch in his rookie year and he became a star and it was all downhill from there. Exactly.
Everybody know it.
Yeah. He's freaking injury prone like crazy. That Super Bowl injury was a non-contact injury. I'm starting to think this guy's legs are held together with duct tape, bro.
Ooh. Okay.
He's busy rehabbing right now even. So, I mean, who knows if he's actually going to play next year.
I just can't even believe people are drafting him right now, bro. He's being drafted.
That's insane.
Oh, like going number 70, like over people like Donovan Peoples-Jones, Jamison Crowder, Sammy Watkins, who are all like wide receiver twos on a fucking team. And dude's not even on a team. He's a free agent. He's hurt. He's on the side. Like, don't take him in the draft. Wait till he gets signed. See what's going on. You know what I mean? Then think about it. He will be on your waiver wires. And if he's not, let him hold somebody else's roster spot.
Yep, yep. Why don't you get somebody who's actually going to play?
Exactly.
I mean, he was hurt in the very last game of the season, so who knows when he's going to get thrown in.
Exactly. Anybody, or signed, literally.
Or signed, exactly. He's a free agent, right?
Right.
Right. I just think OBJ probably needs to just call it a career. He just needs to go start autographing babies and kissing.
Say what?
Kissing babies and signing autographs, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
All that. All right. We're going to move it along. We're going to number seven, A.J. Brown. What's up with dudes with the last name Brown?
Oh, that's where they're going, down the toilet. That's where you send the Brown.
Ouch. Hey, no, last year was rough for A.J. Brown owners. I know because I was an A.J. Brown owner. I made a stupid trade for him, traded straight across for Julio Jones.
Would you trade him too?
You, mofo.
Your boy.
Seemed like a good idea at the time, but it's like right after I traded him, he had like, what, two good games right after that? And then.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, but then.
I mean, like I said, he didn't, you know, just kill it. But for a couple games, it was way better than having Julio Jones on my team.
It would have helped if I would have had him for those couple of games.
Right.
Julio sat on my IR spot forever. I did draft A.J. Brown his rookie season. I seem to have an affinity for picking hot rookie wide receivers, bro. I pulled Ja'Marr Chase when he was a rookie. I pulled AJ when he was a rookie. Juju when he was a rookie. They all blew up in their rookie season. Yeah. I mean, I'm not trying to brag or nothing, but.
Hey. Hey, let's talk about Philly.
Okay.
The Eagles average the lowest passes in the league, period. They're at the bottom. They have the least amount of points for wide receivers in fantasy, period. They're at the bottom. I mean, that's all I need to know. This man is going in the top 10 in wide receivers. Like, on a team that has the lowest passes, lowest wide receiver points, and they're saying he's going to be a top. You're taking him as you thinking he's going to be in the top 10, bro. I just don't see that happening.
Yeah, but wasn't Jalen Hurts very fantasy relevant last year? At least
Jalen Hurts was, right? Because he can run the ball.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, I just don't believe in Jalen Hurts as a passer, honestly. I think I've said it before. He just doesn't throw his guys open. He waits until they're open and then throws the ball to him. And I just do not trust that guy.
And don't get me wrong, his wide receivers did have some good games last year, but they had disappearing acts following. You know what I'm saying? They would have like a 20-point whatever high scoring game, and then the next game, you know, two or three yards, one catch. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Just nothing.
Well, you know, I
can't
think,
rely on that.
Absolutely not. No. Well, I think with all the wide receiver talent that's in the draft this year, I think I would probably wait a few rounds before thinking about grabbing AJ Brown, you know?
I mean, listen, he's being drafted over Keenan Allen, Mike Evans, T. Higgins. Oof. Like, if you can get those guys later, pick somebody better, you know, a running back or something like that at that 10 spot. Like, AJ Brown just ain't it.
Devontae Smith and AJ Brown might be battling for wide receiver one, you think?
Yeah, I mean, I would honestly, if in a draft, if I had to pick one, I'm taking Devontae.
Dang.
Later in the rounds, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Crazy stuff. But let's keep going. We're going number six, Juju Smith-Schuster.
TikToker.
Flip-flopper. No. I think everyone is freaking out about Juju because Patrick Mahomes is going to be throwing the ball to him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just don't think Juju's that guy.
I mean, that's exciting and all, it's cool, but yeah, I just don't think they're going to meet that expectation.
Yeah. Yeah, he did have a great breakout rookie season, but I mean, really, that's all it's been. He's got a lot of recognition though. That dude kind of blew up. Do you think it's his name is so different? That's why.
That has a lot. Honestly, that really has a lot to do with it, you know.
It's always the weirdest thing.
Something
things.
About the name, bro. Mhm.
Well, what about Haha, that one dude, remember? His name's Haha. He played for Washington.
Yeah, bro, it's all in the name.
Yeah, you got to have something that makes you different, I guess.
Here's my question. Is Juju Smith-Schuster wide receiver one on his team? Because I have five Kansas City fans that I asked. I said, who's the wide receiver one for fantasy? All five of them gave me a different answer. Well, two of them said Juju, but they were all over the place. I'm like, nobody knows what's going on in Kansas City.
I mean, he'll be opposite Kelsey. Mecole Hardman's still there. The rookie Sky Moore. That's a pretty crowded bunch of people right there, man.
And I'm excited for Sky Moore. I want to see what he can do.
Me too. Me too. I'm surprised. His ADP is around, I think, 84, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess that feels right. Wouldn't that be later rounds? Something like that?
Yeah, I mean, it is. So last year, let me just give you his stats for last year, right? I promise you this will blow everyone away that isn't just a Juju Smith-Schuster follower, okay?
Okay.
15 receptions, 129 yards, zero touchdowns.
Say what?
That was his entire stats for last year?
Last year.
Holy crap, bro.
That's garbage, bro. I think he was out. Well, I don't even think he played a couple games. I don't even think it was about being hurt. I think like he literally, they were running a two wide receivers or whatever. And like he was, just wasn't in for most of the plays. Like he only was on like the field like 40% of the time.
Oh, oof. That's rough, bro. Holy crap. 15 receptions,
129 yards, zero touchdowns.
Hot take. He doubles that this year.
And still won't put up his value where you're taking him, I don't think.
I guess we're going to find out. We're going to go on. Number five, Patrick Mahomes.
Speaking of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Absolutely, absolutely. Man, I know people that, I mean, a couple years ago, they were drafting Mahomes number one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you had to. If you wanted to pick up Mahomes, you had to get him with your first pick.
I'm pretty sure he went in the second round in our draft last year.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I'll tell you what. Patrick Mahomes hasn't been the same quarterback since Super Bowl 55, when my Tampa Bay Buccaneers tore him up and embarrassed him so bad that he's been second-guessing himself for years. I think that's his problem. He's second guessing himself, bro. Before he was running on pure instinct, but ever since he got beat down, embarrassed like that, I think he's second guessing himself, man. I think if he could get back to just being Patrick Mahomes, that he might be better.
I agree. But you know, we're burying the lead here a little bit. He lost Tyreek Hill. who mm-hmm. was his man, you know, the monstrosity of a wide receiver that he is to carry yeah. him. Yeah. And I'm not saying he led the whole team. You know what I'm saying? Patrick Mahomes is a good quarterback, but we're Absolutely. Not saying that he's bad.
100%.
I'm just saying that losing that is going to hurt his fantasy relevance.
Absolutely.
Over the past 10 years, quarterbacks who lost their wide receiver one lost 2.5 points per game on average.
I mean, last year he wasn't reading the defenses like he used to either. And that, two meltdowns and two separate Bengals games in the second halves?
Yeah. Crazy.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
and you know, he's the second quarterback off the board. Like, it's just, I just feels early for Patrick Mahomes, the team full of wide receiver twos. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, maybe in a two quarterback league, you know, yeah, I could see it working out.
I mean, yeah, I could definitely see him as even like a QB2, you know, maybe even a low end QB1. I just I'm not taking him to be my starting quarterback.
No,
not unless it's later in the game.
We're going to go to number four, Ezekiel Elliott.
We talk about him a lot.
I know we do, man. We do. I don't even like that dude. No,
obviously. Every time we talk about him, we're trashing.
Sorry, Zeke, bro. Seems like there's always an excuse for why you're underperforming, to be honest. We had freaking Dak got hurt. We had PCL injury. People are saying Zeke's going to make a comeback this year. Have you heard that?
I have heard that a lot.
Did you believe that?
I'll believe it when I see it. literally, it'll have to be in front of my eyes every week. And then it'll take about 7 weeks and I'll be like, is he injured yet?
Of solid fantasy performance.
Right.
Before I'll believe it. Yeah, absolutely. Right. I mean, I think I trust Pollard more than I trust Zeke. And that's kind of sad. But you know what? If somebody in the draft wants to go ahead and grab Zeke up early, take him.
Right. I'll put Pollard on my bench at the end of the day and wait for the injury.
Mm-hmm. He's not a difference maker anymore. And for everybody listening, don't let the big names fool you. We've said a lot of big names here, and the big names are the thing that's getting you to draft them, not their performance. Just keep that in mind when drafting.
Man, when I first started doing fantasy football, literally, like, because I didn't know a lot about the players and stuff, and I was just like, you know, I hear that dude in the news all the time. Well, that doesn't mean he's good fantasy relevant.
Nope.
Like, you really need to stay on top of the stats, stay on top of the games, understand the players, and don't just think because they have a fancy name and a fancy catch that they're going to do good for you.
Yep, absolutely. Couldn't have said it better myself, bud. All right, no more talking about Zeke. Let's move it on. We're going number three. Antonio Gibson. He's another one I drafted in his rookie year, man. Just saying, his rookie year was really good.
Yeah, but he has declined since then.
Yeah. Well, we know he's not going to be getting many targets because J.D. McKissick is there. And they got Brian Robinson they drafted. So
they're talking about goal line work with him.
Yeah, goal line for Robinson. And then McKissick's getting the passes. What's left for Gibson?
30%.
I mean, dude, if you remember last year, every time that dude touched the ball, he was fumbling, bro.
Yeah. Oof. Yeah, he tied with the most fumbles with who? Guess who?
Your boy
Ezekiel Elliott.
He sure did. Washington Commanders, Carson Wentz. I mean, Jonathan Taylor's fantasy numbers were great with Carson Wentz behind center.
That's true. But here's my thing with him is that, okay, so this is my best comparison for Antonio Gibson. Okay. And I come up with this calling him a poor man's Nick Chubb. Okay, because you got the star behind you that can take all the extra work. And dude, literally the team has said that they want to lighten his load. His load's already light enough, but they're worried about injury because dude can't stay off the bench. Like,
no. Exactly. Scary. I don't know. Unless I got nobody, I don't think I'll be touching Antonio Gibson this year.
No. Something about like right there in the like 10th through 20th running backs, bro. Like right in there in that zone. Like, I don't know if I'm going to take a running back right there, bro. Cause this is something about it. I think I'd rather get one later and like somebody like Elijah Mitchell or something that could, you know, ceiling is just through the roof compared to what they're looking at. Like,
I'm interested to see if James Conner is going to go hard again this year.
I want to see him, bro. I'm excited for James Conner. Mm-hmm. That's another guy that you can get way later.
Yeah,
and could do the same thing, if not drastically more.
Is he going later though? I mean, with
I think he's going. I think he's going in between the 20 and 30s.
Really? Well, okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense. All right, we're all the way down to number two. At number two, we have George Kittle. I love me some George Kittle. I ain't gonna lie, but he's great when he's healthy, which is hardly ever. He literally sat out of OTAs because he is literally still hurt, bro.
Yeah.
Jeez. Looking like Trey Lance is going to be the quarterback in San Fran.
Yeah. And that's scary, man. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm excited about Trey Lance because I know what he can do with his feet. But what does that mean for the rest of the team? He did not get much playing time last year. And like, he's gonna get in those high pressure moments, and we're gonna have to see what happens. Is he just gonna tuck it and run because he's scared, or is he gonna step back, do his thing, and become an NFL quarterback? That's what we're trying to see.
I don't like drafting tight ends early, anyways. I draft tight ends late. To be honest, there's really only a couple of tight ends that are gonna give you much anyway. You know,
Like a Kelce or an Andrews. Other than that, I don't know. You know, for taking them that early, I feel like you're wasting your slot.
Exactly. You can get them
because the bottom later. 15 are almost on average all about the same. You know what I mean?
Yep, 100%. I mean, he did create a holiday. That's got to count for something. National Tight Ends Day.
Yeah.
That really blossomed, dude. That really turned into something. That's pretty cool though.
Yeah, it was fun. It was cool.
We got
one thing I want to say about George Kittle.
Yeah.
So the last two games of his season last year, I want you to know what his stats were. Three receptions, 50 yards, zero touchdowns in two games, bro.
Oof. Kittle. Ouch.
Like that's not tight end numbers.
Not at all.
Where's Gronk when we need him?
Yeah. Let me take this moment to say congratulations to Rob Gronkowski. You will be missed, sir. You will be missed. But with George Kittle, that's just another instance of drafting for the name, not the player. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
All right. And the number one most overrated player is Mr. Regular Season himself, Aaron bleeping Rodgers.
And I ain't even sorry.
Me neither. That dude just seems like he's not fun to be around.
Spotlight.
Yeah. I mean, and he lost Devontae, his favorite. I mean, I swear every time the ball was in the air, I knew who it was going to.
Right. Over 30%, bro. 30% of his passes, completions, touchdowns were all Devontae Adams.
That's insane, bro. I mean, he lost Valdez-Scantlin, too. And, I mean, that guy, I mean, he didn't always catch him, but...
He was flashy.
Yeah, he would be out deep, and he would get a couple here and there. You know what I mean? So, he's got, what, Christian Watson and Lazard?
The Lizard King, Alan Lazard, Sammy Watkins, which don't get me wrong, Sammy Watkins has had some good play in his day, but like, is he still that man?
I don't know. I don't think so. I don't know. Sammy Watkins, I don't know. I don't think so.
And I've heard that he's known to stay away from rookie wide receivers. Like, that's not really his thing. Like, so Christian Watson, you know, like, even if he is good, like, are they going to, if they don't have that connection, bro, all he's going to do is talk about him on TV.
I think the Packers are going to be a vastly different team this year. It's going to be interesting to watch for sure. You know what's crazy to me? That he is still going before Tom Brady in most drafts.
Yep.
I mean, Brady's airing it out, bro. It's because Brady don't ever run. I mean,
that has a lot to do with it, but like the numbers don't lie. You know what I mean? And Aaron Rodgers, his rushing ability has declined drastically over the last 3 years. I mean, the only time he runs now is when he's just terrified and it's like, I got to get a couple yards, you know, but.
I mean, I just don't like how it seems like Aaron Rodgers thinks he's better than everybody else. It looks like he looks down on everybody, bro.
Oh, for sure. Bro, during the off season, when I was listening to all the sports channels on the radio and stuff like that, like over the past several months, therefore, like went right before he got his contract signed, there was all that controversy about if he's getting traded or what have you, you know, bro, every day, that's all they talked about was Aaron Rodgers. And I'm like, I'm so over it.
Yeah. Yeah. That was like that last year too, man. That's when he was going through all that crap with Love and all that. It was Aaron Rodgers all summer long last year. He did take it to OTAs, though. No, mandatory training camp. He went to mandatory training camp. I mean, it's mandatory, but he didn't go last year.
I just think he's over the hill, and he's already reached his apex. He's on his decline now. Hey, Aaron, knock, knock. Who's there? Retirement.
Dang. Hell, yeah. No MVP this year, buddy.
I ain't seeing it.
All right.
And definitely no playoffs.
Oh, you calling it? No playoffs for the Packers?
If he makes it, it'll be a wild card and they'll lose.
Oof. Hey, write that down, bro. All right. We got a couple honorable mentions here. Real quick. DK Metcalf, Tyler Lockett. Both deep ball threats. Both outside of the numbers guys. Without Russell Wilson, I just don't see much production for them this year.
Yeah, one of them maybe, but definitely not both. And which one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know,
that's the hardest decision.
Last year with Russell Wilson, well, for most of the year, their stats were almost identical.
Right.
DK's a beast of a man, though. I will say that. Dude is freaking scary. He's got a bad attitude, though, man. It's like he's always picking fights with people.
Yeah. But you know what brings a little character to the table?
I guess. And he's got his little Banky, his Banky mouthpiece.
Yes, sir.
Oh, man. I see in Seattle with Drew Locke being a more over-the-middle type team, run first, quick over-the-middle passes if they want to survive with Drew Locke.
Yeah, very boring team is what I'm thinking.
Yeah, well, they usually and are.
Well, that's not what Lockett and DK are made for. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That they want them deep monsters, you know, survive the game barely by, you know, 1 point and walk away with the 70-yard deep pass.
Lockett is always that guy, though. When Russ would bomb it, bro, I always knew it was going to Lockett. And I was always playing Lockett, it seemed like. Oh. All right. And another honorable mention. Maybe an unpopular opinion, I'm sure, but Aaron Donald. Everyone talks about him being the best, and they think that he's the best defensive player ever. But you know what? I think people are just saying that because everybody's saying that. You know what I mean? He rarely flashes on my screen. He's rarely like popping up, and I'm like, oh, there goes AD. Only time I was ever impressed with him was against the Bucks in that division game. He rallied the team, and he said, I am not going home. And this, and then the Super Bowl, he did it too.
Right.
I was very impressed then, but for the most part, he just doesn't flash to me.
And can he keep those numbers up? You know what I'm saying? Like,
you know, he just got the bag.
We'll see.
I'm not saying he's not great. I'm not saying Aaron Donald is not great. I'm just saying he's not as great as everyone says.
Right. And and dude, he's a hothead.
Yes.
Like, I'm worried every game that he's in, he's going to get thrown out. Like, have some sportsmanship. Have some respect. You're playing for a professional team. Act that way.
Bro, you see him throw Tom Brady on the ground like, puh. He just wrangled him and chunked him on the ground, bro. Oh, man, I didn't like that at all.
Yeah, he got your boy.
He did. All right. Before we go, we're going to play a little game in a new segment called What You Gonna Do. Let's go. It's simple. I'm going to ask a fantasy question, and you're going to tell me the answer. You're going to tell me what you're going to do. You ready?
Yep.
All right. Let's see. All right, let me set the scene for you. You wake up, it's Sunday, 5 minutes before kickoff. You find out Cooper Kupp is out, bro. You got 5 minutes. On your bench, you have Tyler Boyd or T. Higgins. What you gonna do?
Man, right now, my gut is telling me Tyler Boyd.
Why?
I don't know, bro. I just feel like, you know, the flashes that he showed last year and those like he didn't do a whole lot, but when he did, bro, it looked great and it looked like educated. It looked chiseled. I mean, it was just well-rounded. And I think that in that situation that he's in, I think that he'll be the one over them, but we'll have to see how it goes. But that's what I would do at this moment.
I would also go Tyler Boyd.
Hey, let's go.
I got another one. Monday Night Football. You need a quarterback. Now remember, it's Monday Night Football, so there ain't nothing else going to happen. There ain't no more games. You need a quarterback. The Bears are playing the Giants. You can only pick one quarterback, Justin Fields or Daniel Jones.
Daniel Jones, final answer.
What you gonna do?
Daniel Jones, final answer, no problems. Because in that game, Daniel Jones is going to run a 70-yard touchdown. He's not going to trip over it.
You hope. You pick Daniel Jones, huh?
100%. Yeah, bro, I don't even like Daniel Jones.
Without hesitation, Daniel Jones. Mm. I mean, you don't know. Justin Fields could be – he could got it together. He could have been training all summer long, bro. He could be ready to answer the bell.
Yeah, we'll see.
But probably not. if you have any questions for what you're going to do, email us at fourthandflex@gmail.com or just leave it in the comments section if you're on YouTube. Give us some what you're going to do questions and we'll give you a shout out and we might put it on the show.
For sure, man, for sure.
But thank you guys for watching. Don't forget to leave us a review. Those help us out tremendously. Don't forget to like this video, subscribe, notification bell, all that good stuff.
And hey, DK Metcalf, I apologize for everything my friend said. Please reply to my Snapchat.
He got pulled a binky out to answer you, bro. We'll see you guys next time.
Peace.
You hear the music? This message brought to you by the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.
You've been listening to the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.
And here we go.
If you love anything and everything pro football, then you've found your new home. We hope you've enjoyed the show. We know we had a blast. Make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll be back soon. But in the meantime, questions and comments at fourthandflex@gmail.com. Find us on Instagram at fourthandflex and on Twitter at fourthandflexpod. See you next time on the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.